the Dan Gaffney program at Delaware 105.9. The Cottage Cafe in Bethany is open every day for lunch and dinner with safe indoor and outside dining. Plus, you can order online for curbside pickup. You never even have to get out of your car. CottageCafe.com. We always give you a chance to sound off, speak out, and be heard at 302-839-1059. Good morning to you. Hello.
Hi, bud. This is Frank. How are you doing today?
Frank, I'm great. Thanks.
Good, good. Talking about this vaccine and what incentives it would take to get you to take it, one, I don't believe there's anything they could offer me as far as incentive to take it. If they really want to offer me something personally that would benefit my life and help me out, how about giving me something that'll actually help me quit smoking? That might help me out a little bit more than this vaccine would.
You have everything. You have everything you need to quit smoking.
I want a 100% guarantee. I've tried everything else, and for some reason, I just can't seem to kick it.
What do you think you need?
Well, they seem to be, you know, they seem to be able to just magically make vaccines and things like that appear out of nowhere and push things through. I mean, you know, I guess you'd call it the magic bullet, something that would just, you know, a shot, a pill, you take it, you never wanted to smoke again. I've smoked for, 27 years now. I've tried hypnosis. I've tried the pills, the patches. I've tried everything. I just can't seem to kick the habit. I had COVID back in October. I was over it in about 3 days and itching to go back to work. Of course, you know, I couldn't. But, you know, I know people who have had it. Some had a little worse than I did. Some had it a little bit better. I know people who've gotten the vaccine and regretted it. I know people who've got it say they like it. Me, personally, I'm not saying I'm an anti-vaxxer, but I need 100% proof that it stops transmission, it kills the virus, it, you know, just let me know that 100% it's going to take care of it, never have to worry about it again, you know, but right now they just can't do that.
Where do you buy your cigarettes?
Generally, there's a store right up the street from where I live at.
Like a convenience store or a cigarette store?
Yeah, convenience store. Yeah.
What would happen if you took your cigarettes you have right now? How many do you have with you?
I actually only have a couple left.
All right, well, just throw them away. Don't even smoke them. Just throw them away. And then don't go in any stores that sell cigarettes, even if you're going nuts for one. What would happen?
I could probably make it for about 3 days.
Would happen at the third day to the fourth day? What would happen? What would be different?
I would probably end up going stir crazy. My girlfriend smokes. I live in a household that, you know, where other people smoke, you know, in, around, or whatever. The job I have, a lot of people smoke. It's constantly around me. You know what I mean? I the longest I went quit, you know, I ended up going without a cigarette was a year, and honestly, I don't even remember why I started, but something happened. One was offered to me. I smoked, you know, I took it, sure, and, you know,
terrible.
That's about where
you know you have
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
you
it's,
realize
it's a bad habit.
You realize that whoever offered you that cigarette after a year of being clean is an evil, dark person.
Trust me, I think about it every day.
Terrible. Terrible thing to do to people. Your girlfriend that you live with is not willing to quit?
She's talked about it. We've actually both talked about it, and I do think we're going to try again here within the next month or so.
That won't work. Hey, sir, that's not going to work. I'm not trying to preach to you, but I'm trying to give you some good advice.
Planning
in the future to quit never works. Either you want to quit and you will start now, or it's just folly. You either have it in your mind, and you've already said it. You've already said it. You want to quit right now. There's no time like right now. Don't wait.
You're right. You're 100%
planning to quit is not quitting. Planning to quit isn't quitting.
You're 100% right.
And I know I make it sound easy. I realize that from talking to smokers that quitting is probably harder to kick than heroin, according to a lot of people. I mean, I've talked to people, actually interviewed people that were addicted to heroin and addicted to cigarettes. The cigarettes were harder to quit. So I'm not discounting the difficulty that you face.
Oh, yeah. No. I didn't take it that way. No.
You know, but... how important is this girlfriend to you?
Oh, I mean, she's very important. Very important. She's been very good for me. You know, we get along well. You know, we both have good jobs. We both, you know, take care of each other. The only bad habit we have is smoking. I don't drink. You know, maybe a beer once in a blue moon. You know, I've never really been big into drugs. I'm... you know, honestly, pretty healthy other than smoking. Everything else, you know, is good except for that habit, smoking. And, you know, I picked it up at the age of, believe it or not, 13. And I started, you know, I picked up the first cigarette I ever smoked at 13. I'm now 43. So, honestly, you could probably say it's almost a 30-year habit.
I would say, of course, you didn't ask, but I would say that you and your girlfriend should quit today. You should call her on the phone and say, look, I'm quitting. And if you care about me, you will not be smoking when I get home either. And if you care about me, you will also throw away your cigarettes today. Because you can't, you can't go home and have her smoking around you and being trying to quit. It's not going to help. And if she really wants to quit and cares about you, she'll throw hers away. You'll throw yours away. And you guys will cry and fuss and fight for a week or two together. Together, right?
Oh, absolutely. But you know, the end game is 100% worth it. You know, I've got kids. I do want to see the kids grow up. And like I said, it's just always been that one habit. I've never been
I get it.
You know,
is there anyone else in the house that smokes besides the girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
No.
See what she says to that. Call her up and say, look, honey, I'm going to quit today. You cannot be smoking when I get home.
I just might do that.
See what she says.
I just might do that.
Then you're going to find out. You're gonna find out if she loves you more than the cigarettes. You're going to find out what she loves more, cigarettes or you. That's what you're going to find out.
I just might do that, and I may just call you back with an update in a few days.
All right. Good luck, man. Good luck. God bless you. God bless you, sir. A lot of people probably think that's terrible advice, but there's no time like the present to begin the journey of quitting. Hello.
Hey, Dan. I believe in that caller so much. I mean, I hear where he's at in his head.
Yes.
And I agree with you. I think he can do it.
Yeah.
And I hope he's listening right now. If he starts this journey, it would be awesome if he would call you, you know, every once in a while and let you know how it's going. I'll be listening. And I want that guy to know I believe in you, man.
Yeah, I do too. And he can do it. You can. You know he's there mentally. He just needs somebody to encourage him. We can encourage him, right? He can do this.
I agree with you 100%. I heard it in his voice. And I support you, man, if you hear me. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Good morning. It's Delaware 105.9, Dan Gaffney program. The gentleman's name was Frank. Frank, a lot of people are pulling for you. You can do this, man. Not easy. I'm not making it sound easy at all, but you can do it. All right, Dan Gaffney, Delaware 105.9. Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good, man. That was a good talk you had with that guy. You know, because I was a heavy drinker back in the In fact, you know, a couple years ago, I drank every day, man, and I woke up one morning, man, and I was wondering why she was mad at me. I had no clue why she was mad at me. I didn't think I did, you know, but I drank so hard, man, and I got the ultimatum, man, and I stopped drinking cold turkey, man. It's been, it was 2 years, April 6th, man. If you want to do it, you're going to do it, man. There's no doubt about it. There's no time like today. You know, just do it, man.
So she gave you you did something embarrassing or terrible or whatever during drunkenness.
And it was pretty much, quit drinking or take the highway. But I loved her so much, you know, that, I stopped drinking, and my God, I'm so glad I did. I enjoy life so much better, you know.
And think about how much she loved you by doing that to you. She loved you,
Dan. It's crazy, man. I mean, we're getting married Saturday. We were supposed to get married last year, but we're getting married Saturday.
Wow!
I can't wait.
Oh,
but,
man.
I mean, it's awesome, man. I mean, I was a 7 day a weeker every day.
Yeah.
And to look back now, I don't know how I functioned, you know, doing it the way I did. It's insane, man. But I have no craving for it, and I'm around guys that drink every day. You know, I fish with them. I mean, I work with them, and I still go out, Dan, because I'm a people person. I love to go out, and I just have no craving for it. I drink all my, you know, virgin, yep, slushies, as they call them, sissy drinks or whatever, you know.
But, yeah, man.
I have a good time, man. It's great, man. It was a good talk you had with that guy, but I hope that guy keeps you updated.
A lot of people want to know. Great story that you've told here today. Thank you so much, and congratulations. Yeah. All the best to your wedding this weekend. And I think that's fantastic. You're going to have a great time. And I think your call was very encouraging to that gentleman as well. Great to hear from you. This is Delaware 1059. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Dan.
Hey.
This is Bill from Rehoboth. And I was in the same situation as that gentleman years ago, with the same situation at 13 years old to around 40. And I kicked the habit of smoking. And here's what worked for me, if I could say it.
Yes.
I would pray to God. I would not, anything that I could associate with smoking, I would not do. I would always drink black coffee in the morning from 5 o'clock in the morning till noon at least. Cut out all black coffee, cut out coffee. I cut out having a beer. Now, dear friend of mine said, "Don't worry, Bill. You'll learn how to drink a beer again."
Right.
So he was right about that, without smoking. So that was fine.
You cut out all of the triggers that you associated with smoking, right?
Correct, like bread and butter. Now, this is important too. Say a prayer to God. Prayer works wonders. To say a prayer to God, and you get through the next day, say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me for the day.
Right. Give me strength." Give
me strength. Correct. Now, the final thing that happened to me, driving to work, listening to a talk show, not as good as yours. This is back in Washington. But anyway, it was good. Hardin and Weaver, they were good.
Yeah, those guys were great. Legends. Yeah.
The reason I said, no one's better than you. But anyway, a lady called in, sounded like Ruthie, actually, and she said, "Anybody who's smoking, I want to say something. I have emphysema. If you don't know what emphysema is, it's like getting the wind knocked out of you 10 times a day."
Mm.
As soon as I heard that, too, because as a young athlete, I'd get the wind knocked out of me a few times. So when that happens, you think you're finished. But when she said that, I went, "Oh my God, I Jesus, please help me." And that was like the icing on the cake. And I've been having that no desire for a cigarette. It worked, it kicked in. But yeah, I tried to give it up dozens of times and failed. And finally it kicked in, just like this gentleman, about the same age situation. So I'll say a prayer for him and keep him in my thoughts. He can do it. He'll do it.
Awesome advice. Thank you. That was a great call, too. Another one pulling for Frank, the caller. Frank the smoker. I shouldn't even call you that. You're Frank the soon-to-be ex-smoker. So, that's great advice. All the things you do, like a habit that you like to do with the cigarette, stop doing that. If it's a triggering moment to have a beer or go to play pool or do whatever it is you do where you're around these other smokers, you got to stop that stuff too. At least initially. Like the caller said, you'll learn to have a beer again. That was pretty funny. Your friend was right. You'll learn to have black coffee again. You'll learn to be able to do these other things without the cigarette involved. But initially, that's why I said you can't go in those stores. You can't go in. Don't get your gas somewhere else. Go to a gas place where they don't sell cigarettes. Go to if you go in for a soda, go somewhere else. Don't go in the aisle at the grocery store where they sell the cigarettes. Go somewhere. I mean, avoid all that stuff. All right. 8:42 at Delaware 1059. Next text. Don't you think that drug companies can make a pill that would make you throw up if you smoke in conjunction with taking the pill? That would probably be the worst thing ever, by the way. I'm not a fan of replacing one drug with another. I guess maybe initially it could help you, but not a fan of the replace one drug with another. Next text. Someone says, God is fully aware of our struggles. Sincerely ask him for his help. He will gladly oblige. Next text. That smoker can come to my home when my husband gets home from work. He can watch him struggle to catch a breath after walking from his truck to the house and then sit with him while he uses a nebulizer for a while. Then he can go to the drugstore and watch him pay for about $800 in prescriptions each month. And maybe he can help us figure out how we can pay our bills when my husband, who is 62, can no longer work. Best of luck. Debbie in Berlin. Next text, Victoria says, Dan, smoking is a choice. I quit 10 years ago. I set a date, smoked my last cigarette the night before the date I set, and I made the choice not to buy them anymore. I calculated how much money I was wasting on them a day, a week, a month, and a year, and I ended up buying a new car with the money I would have been spending on smokes. Next text, different level of suitability to addiction. My husband began smoking young in his early 40s when he bought his first Vet. He decided to stop smoking cold turkey. Never had another. He said if he had known it would be so easy, he would have stopped earlier. Next text. I don't think a man with a sex addiction should be giving out addiction advice. Don't you have two softball teams living in your house? Come on, man. Ha ha. I'm blessed. You should have more babies. Did you see this story about the birth rate is down? Please, you guys need to step it up. I've done my part. You need to do yours. My girlfriend smoked so much, she had to wear 5 nicotine patches at a time. She quit, though. Next text. When someone says, never really been into drugs, that means I smoke pot. Next text. A terrible way to have to quit smoking is to have a stroke. The doctor in the hospital where you ended up will undoubtedly tell you if you continue to smoke, you will have a stroke and die. Dan from South Bethany here. How about if we get leadership shown from those in power? Do you have been vaccinated? All right, with the masks, I guess. All right, let's go to Kathy in Lewis. Kathy in Lewis is on the air, the Dan Gaffney program. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Hi, Dan. I think it's something from a question about vaccines. We got so deep into the cigarette addiction or drinking addiction.
Yes.
I feel... I had my last cigarette 50 years ago when I was pregnant with my third child. I finally said, no, no, I love these too much. I have to get rid of them. There was no patch. It was, like you say, you don't go to that store anymore. You don't buy them. You don't have them. And to Frank, they called, you love yourself if you will give up cigarettes, because you will probably grow to be an old man and talk to your kids or your grandkids about smoking and your addiction and how you gave it up. All the people out there that know how hard it was to give up smoking or drinking, they are with you, Frank. They're praying for you. We know you can do it, and today is the day. And thank you, Dan, for getting the conversation going, and I think you helped, Frank.
Well, let's hope so. Thank you so much for the call, Kathy and Lewis. All right, you're on Delaware 105.9. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. This is Charlie the Milkman. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Charlie, how are you?
Yes, good. I want to tell you how I was able to quit, first and foremost, with the help of the Lord. But it was 29 going on 30 years ago, and I'm just be 50. So I started at a young age, but I was just doing something to be cool, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But before my oldest daughter was born, who will be 30 in a couple weeks, I said I was going to give it up, and it was during Lent time, during that time, and I said when cigarettes got to $2 a pack, I was giving it up. So with the help of the Lord, with the help of my daughter on the way, and the cost of cigarettes getting to $2 a pack, I quit going on 30 years ago and haven't looked back. No smoking, no drinking, no cursing, just a wonderful life in the Lord.
You had a mindset change that coincided with the $2 a pack, or was that your breaking point? I mean, what happened in your mind?
I just remember that being one of the factors in my giving it up. It was my oldest daughter, who was my first child, was going to be born. The $2 a pack, and it was Lent season all at the same time. So those three factors, you know, with the help of the Lord, that's what kind of got me to my point of saying, you know, I'm not going to bring my children into this world and see daddy or mommy smoking. And that was the biggest factor with the help of the Lord. You know, I didn't want my children to see me doing it. So I said, if they're going to learn these habits, they would have to see somebody else doing it and not me.
It's a great point.
So,
you didn't want to model a behavior that was negative for them. That was a great decision. Great decision.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. Some more helpful news for our caller, Frank. Frank, you called in today to talk about vaccines, and you probably got more than you bargained for. But, you know, you mentioned it for a reason, I think. I think you mentioned it for a reason, right? You let it out there. This was the day. Did you know how many people were in your corner, man? They don't even know you. So many people are in your corner, pulling for you, rooting for you. I bet you didn't even know that when you called in.